Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday, the 30th day in April of 2024. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to start your day. We're going to start with a service known as Okta. Okta is a company that provides a service specific to authenticating or logging into a service. Identity and access management is key in today's world. And Okta is warning customers that they observed a giant spike in attacks against user accounts. These attacks occurred between the 19th and 26th of April, and these attacks essentially were criminals guessing passwords, trying to generate one-time access tokens or passes so they can gain access to accounts. What's unique about this particular attack, because guessing someone's password isn't new, is that this automated series of millions of requests came from something known as Tor, or the Onion Router, which anonymizes traffic. And on the back end, the traffic was generated from not a VPN or a service, as criminals normally use, but rather a botnet of what is known as residential proxies, or computers and machines that have been taken over en masse without the user's knowledge. The good news is that customers who use Okta's identity management engine, if you have these two things, you're protected. Number one is that you have enabled Threat Insight in log and enforce mode, and you deny access requests from anonymizing proxies. These attacks will not have impacted you. They would have been ignored by the actual tool. So if you don't have those two things enabled, you need to review your logs, because likely if you use Okta, you were targeted between the 19th and 26th of April, and your users could have had a criminal logging in as them without you knowing. We're going to move on to voting. Voting is very contentious around the globe, especially when voting systems are online and there's concerns about their manipulation or their susceptibility to cyber attack. Well, in Coffee County, according to multiple news outlets, a system known as Garvis, which is a software system that Georgia is using to register voters, has been taken offline for multiple days. And spokespeople from the county say that this was a cyber attack, that there's unauthorized access, which prompted the county to take that system offline, and they're working with the Department of Homeland Security and CISA to help secure the machine so that voters can be very confident in the data that comes out of these machines. And confidence in voting machines and technology is crucial, as people increasingly question the validity of election results in a very divisive population when it comes to politics. And so this is a very important thing to consider as we think about how cyber is interlaced amongst our society. Speaking of interlacing technology and society, if you're driving in Missouri, particularly in the Kansas City area, you may rely on road signs to inform you if you should maybe stop because there's a tornado. And if you were in Kansas City area last week, starting on Friday, you would not have been able to get those notifications, which is particularly bad because last Friday there were a series of horrendous storms that rolled through the Midwest, causing loss of life and damages. What happened, according to a spokeswoman for the Missouri Department of Transportation, Kansas City District, is that the real-time cameras and information boards throughout the Kansas City metro area were all down as of Friday afternoon. She confirmed it was a result of an unspecified cyber attack. We don't know who did this, but the key takeaway here is that cities, counties, and large areas are reliant on communications via cyber as a technology to inform residents and populace of crucial information. And attackers can, as exhibited in this case, make that very difficult and potentially put people in actual harm. When it comes to actual harm as a result of cyber attacks, the UK is taking steps to help make sure that it is more difficult for attackers to do so. The UK has a new law known as the Product Security and Telecommunications Infrastructure Act, or the PSTI. Now, the PSTI went into effect yesterday on the 29th of April, and this law in the UK makes sure that when manufacturers of devices send those devices, they aren't shipped with default passwords, which most people either don't know to or know how to change, meaning that attackers can scan for these devices as they connect to the internet, know the default password, and gain access to people's security cameras, people's watches, people's GPS devices. So this new law, PSTI, makes sure, amongst a slew of other things, that manufacturers of smart speakers, TVs, security cameras, smartphones, wearable fitness trackers, and appliances, to include things like people's light bulbs, thermostats, refrigerators, cleaners, and washing machines, all are shipped in a more secure way so that users don't have those devices easily exploitable by criminals, leading to their abuse. So this is very important law. It'll be very interesting to see how manufacturers deal with this and what impact, if any, this has on the end user in terms of education and setting up the device. But what you need to know is that this is a very serious problem, and the UK has taken the first steps towards making sure that this is not an avenue by which cyber criminals can impact people in their country. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. It's going to be a great one, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a long jumper from the University of Clemson. Carolina Johnston is getting a sincere tip of the cap because Caroline was named the women's long jump champion, securing first place in the Penn Relays event and helping earn prestige for herself and her school. And so to you, Caroline, a sincere tip of the cap for your jumping ability, your dedication to your craft, and setting an example for athletes around the world. And please, keep on long jumping.